I started coming out in 1977 in Ithaca, New York, which was just, when I think about it now, just a few years after Stonewall. I was 18 years old, and in the meantime, my twin brother had come out. And from the moment that HIV came on the scene, and I still have the first gay community news clipping in my file that talked about this mysterious gay cancer. From the moment it came on the scene, I just knew somewhere in my body that my brother was going to get it. Because he was in that age cohort of young gay men in New York City that turned out to be like 75% seropositive. And he did contract HIV, God knows when. And I was at the 87 March on Washington, and he was supposed to join me. And I remember standing in a phone booth on the Mall, calling him because I was supposed to go meet his train, and calling him and to see what time the train was coming in, and him saying, you know, I woke up, I've got a fever, I think it's the flu, I'm not going to be able to come. And I turned around to my partner at the time, and I just looked at her and I said, this isn't the flu. You know, I knew my brother was sick. The march was led by people with AIDS. There was all this stuff. And at the very end of the march, the temperature was falling, and it was really, really cold. And there were a ton of people who were very, very sick, wrapped in blankets. And we were all crowded into the metro station by the Mall. And there were cops standing on the catwalk above the metro, above the train. And they were, you know, legs spread, batons in hands. They're wearing yellow Playtex gloves. And they were beating their clubs like this in their hands. It was like and there were thousands of people, I mean, crowded on the subway. And there was this young gay man who was rail thin. You could tell he probably did not have long to live, wrapped in a blanket with a friend kind of hugging him to keep him warm. And I mean, I could cry just thinking about this. And he just started singing. There's this old Holly Near song. You know, we're gentle, loving people. We are singing for our lives. And he just started singing. And people just became quiet. And then everybody in the platform started singing that we are gentle, angry people. We're gentle, loving people. And we're singing for our lives. And we're in the metro station, and it is just echoing. It is echoing in the metro station. And the cops just stopped banging their batons. They didn't know what to do with this. And now there's thousands of people singing. And this, you know, gay man who's about to die, tears streaming down his face. And then a train comes one direction, and people get on it. And people kept singing on the train. A few months later, my twin brother came down with pneumocystis. He died when we were 31. Now I'm half a twin. And I get really discouraged and despairing. I think about that moment, about what it's like to be a community who loves each other and holds each other up when we are most desperate and dying. That's the moment that's most inspiring to me.
We are gentle, angry people, and we are singing, singing for our lives. We are gentle, angry people, and we are singing. Singing.